We've been covering stories about the possibility of suitcase nukes being smuggled into the United States, maybe by Al-Qaeda. Who really knows, Dale? I want to get your take on it. You've done a lot of research in the military field. Have you heard anything like this at all from any of your sources?
Yeah, some of the research I did for Active War, especially, and a little bit for Edge of Battle, deals with the not necessarily the backpack nukes. I'm not really sure if they exist, but there's a very large quantity of nuclear artillery shells, nuclear torpedo warheads, things like that, which are very, very small in size that can be very easily transported. And, you know, we just don't have a very firm handle about where those weapons are. And we don't know, I know some of them were stored in some of the former Soviet republics and haven't been returned to Russia.
They've lost.
They're basically lost.
Yeah.
There's really no catalog of them. There's no tracking system. Nobody knows exactly what kind of shape they're in, if they've been dismantled, if they've been reverse engineered. So that is a problem. Now, I think, especially after 9/11, we've set up a lot of sensors and a lot more training personnel to search for things like this. And of course, we're always on the lookout for people looking to buy it. But that's why I think the situation with Iran right now, with Iran threatening to develop nuclear technology, to enrich their own uranium, to build their own nuclear facilities, is very dangerous, because it's so easy for Iran to build just a very small number of nuclear weapons and then put them in the hands of terrorists who would like nothing better than to set it off in the middle of Israel or the middle of Dallas, Texas, or somewhere in the United States.
Of course, you know what? I'd be more concerned about Pakistan, even though we think this Musharraf character is a friend of ours. It was under his regime that kind of propped up the Taliban government in Afghanistan, and it was under his tutelage that physicist developed atomic weapons and sold it to other nations.
Right, absolutely. A.O. Khan.
Yep.
Or A.Q. Khan. It was, Pakistan is, I think Musharraf walks a very, very thin tightrope between having to appease a lot of the very fundamentalist factions within his country and trying to be a friend of the United States, who also wields a lot of power and puts a lot of pressure on him to help the United States to fight the war on terror. It's not entirely in their own best interest to help the United States, but at the same time, guys like Musharraf, who is not a fundamentalist, really doesn't want to support the fundamentalists, but they don't want to support the United States either. So he's in a very careful balancing act. I think the United States government is very aware of this, and we're trying to support the guy while at the same time keeping pressure on him to get the results that we want.
All right, let's go to the phones again. Wildcard line, your turn. Thanks for holding.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Hey, good evening. How you doing, Dale?
I'm doing great.
Nice to hear that. Yeah, it's interesting. You really have some great books out there, it sounds like.
And, thank you.
The thing I called is what's going on with the border right now is it's amazing how citizens are actually taking it on their own to actually secure our borders, which is good due to the possibility that we could get somebody in with a weapon, such as one coyote reported 1,000 once he brought in 1,000 Middle Easterns into our country after the last few years. And then we're thinking, how many of those are terrorists, if any? I'm sure most of them may be just normal citizens, but how many of them are terrorists, are you thinking?
We're seeing more and more what the U.S. government calls OTMs, other than Mexicans. And we're seeing a lot more from other countries other than Central and South America. One of the problems with the OTMs, other than Mexicans, is that we can't deport them very, very easily. With the Mexicans, of course, we can just send them right across, back across the border. With the OTMs, especially if they're from Asia, from the Middle East, from Africa, countries like that. Some of their countries don't support the United States when we try to deport them. They won't take them back, and they won't pay for their trip back. They won't in process them back into their own country, usually because they're criminals in their country. They don't want them back. So we have no way. We don't have enough detention space to keep them in the United States. So they get basically a bench warrant. They get what they call permisos to appear in some future date in front of an immigration judge to decide what their status is going to be, what exactly is going to happen to them. And of course, 40% of them, as you might expect, don't even show up for the hearing. So now the government has absolutely no idea who they are, where they went, what's happened to them. And of course, one of the primary reasons why their country won't take them back is because they're criminals. So more and more OTMs are loose inside the United States where we have absolutely no idea where they are. They're not migrant farm workers. They're not here to earn a living, to support their families and build a better life for themselves. They're here to do something bad, and we just have no idea where they are.